We're going to stay with housing because the country's local authorities have warned that without change, it won't be possible to meet government targets for social housing. The City and County Managers Association told an Oireachtas committee that while councils have identified hundreds of land banks suitable for development, many can't proceed because of inadequate access to services like water and electricity. The government missed its social housing targets last year, and the Minister, James Brown, has told local authorities that they will have to publish a quarterly progress report. Eddie Taff is the chair of the County and City Management Association. He's also the chief executive of Wexford County Council, and he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
From your perspective, what's the main impediment at the moment to building more social homes?
I suppose I'd categorise the main impediments to increasing the supply and continuing the supply is the availability of suitably zoned and serviced land, and particularly that comes into sharp focus towards, you know, in years 28, 29, towards the latter end of the five-year programme that we're expecting to be published in a few weeks' time. The second impediment is the ability of staff resources, the ability of local authorities to fund and recruit architects, engineers, quantity surveyors to project manage social housing and affordable housing delivery. We're looking at a significant target of 12,000 social houses in the programme. For the last number of years, local authorities have been delivering of the order of 8,000 houses, and to see that step change, we do need to recruit more staff, and we need funding for those staff to continue and to increase the pipeline.
So without those changes, will it be possible for councils to build 12,000 homes a year?
Well, just to give you some figures, since the programme started, local authorities and their partners in the approved housing bodies, we've delivered 24,000 social houses. We have another 30,000 social houses in the pipeline. About 15,000 of those are on site at the moment, and about another 15,000 are working their way through planning, design and procurement. But we do need, if we are to increase and see, you know, a significant increase, we do need more staff in local authorities, and recruitment and retention of those staff is an issue. You know, there are shortages in the professional services, but it's also, we need to look at our land bank. And while we're okay for land in the immediate term and in the medium term, we do need to look at our land bank and the availability of suitably zoned and serviced land, as I say, for the latter half of the programme. And what we've noticed in the last, you know, year or two is that the availability of suitable land that's ready to go, the availability of that land on the open market is decreasing all the time. So it's proving difficult for local authorities to replenish their land banks. And that's becoming critical because, as you can understand, Rachel, it does take, you know, a period of time from when you buy land to actually build on it, because you have to go through the planning and procurement process. So we need to start replenishing our land banks now to continue the programme out, you know, for those years ahead, and particularly for the latter half of the programme.
Isn't it also the case, though, that even now some local authorities are doing far better than others at building new homes? Why is that?
Yeah, well, some local authorities have, I suppose, more access to services and to zoned land. They have more private development and private contractors working in their area. So they would have the benefit of a stronger private sector that they can partner with. But they would also have access to, you know, wastewater treatment systems, and they wouldn't have infrastructural deficits that other local authorities would have. And that is becoming an increasing issue. As I say, a lot of the development to date by local authorities has been on the sites that they have that were readily developable, but they are coming into short supply now, and we need to look to the future.
It's also
so that
clear,
we can expand the programme.
Yeah, it's also clear, though, isn't it, that some councils are fairly heavily reliant on acquisitions. They're buying homes built by private developers. That's not really a long-term solution, is it?
Well, we are using all mechanisms, I suppose, available to us. So we work with the approved housing bodies, and we do what we call turnkeys, where we partner with the private development sector to utilise their access to land and their access to planning permissions. But yes, you're right. We do need to, I suppose, increase our own resources, and to get that increase in supply, we need to be able to control and get access to land, and we need to be able to partner with more developers and come up with innovative ways of procuring and partnering with the construction sector.
The government has proposed a housing activation office to cut through red tape. Would that help?
Well, I think anything that would assist in the coordination of the various stakeholders' infrastructure investment programs and would look at each site and each piece of zoned land at a more granular level and align the investment strategies of the likes of Uisge Éireann or ESB or TII, I think that would be welcomed. And, you know, it could only but assist in unlocking houses. So what we need to get to is a stage where we have a more granular analysis of what lands need what infrastructure, and if that infrastructure is provided, what residential dwellings that would unlock and see delivered.
Eddie Taff, Chair of the County and City Management Association, thank you for talking to us on the News at 1.